Lisa Madigan has been the state's attorney general for 4 terms and was elected as the first female to hold that office in the state's history. She announced in the fall she would not seek re-election. How much of a surprise was that announcement?
You know, I think for the other politicians, potential contenders in the race, it was quite a surprise. I don't think that many people had expected her to not seek re-election. And certainly on the Republican side, I believe only Erica Harold had previously announced that she would compete against Attorney General Madigan in the race. So I think it was a complete surprise for many people.
What else do we know about Erica Harold?
Erica Harold is a former Miss Illinois and Miss America. She has her bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois and a JD from Harvard Law School. She is a private attorney in downstate Illinois, and she's been a previous candidate for the United States Congress.
There's another Republican vying for Attorney General, Gary Grasso. What can you tell us about him?
Gary Grasso has degrees from Georgetown University and Fordham School of Law. He was the former mayor of Burr Ridge, and he's currently on the DuPage County Board.
The Democratic side is much more crowded than the Republican side here. We have a familiar name who's going to appear on the ballot for many Illinois voters, and that's former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. I'm wondering, is this a common thing for a former statewide officer, particularly at the highest level, to run for another statewide office?
Yes and no. So political scientists talk about a phenomenon known as progressive ambition, and that's the idea that former members of Congress or statewide office holders will seek progressively more powerful offices. So you see members of the United States House of Representatives going to the Senate. You see senators vying for the presidency of the United States. So it's not entirely uncommon for a politician to seek other offices. I think in the case of Pat Quinn, some people might at first be surprised that he's seeking the office of Attorney General, seeing that he was previously the governor. And we frequently think about the governors as, of course, more powerful than attorneys general. However, in recent years, attorneys general have become extraordinarily powerful, comparatively speaking, in the United States. So in the past, not just in Illinois necessarily, but nationwide, in the past, attorneys general, they were viewed as having minimal powers because much of the prosecutorial authority was at the local levels. Now, however, attorneys general are increasingly powerful. In recent years, they've negotiated settlements with the tobacco industry. They've taken on big businesses. They're involved in issues related to immigration. Perhaps Pat Quinn, like others, is looking at this as an opportunity to have a national role in politics.
Democrat Scott Drury ran into an alleged paperwork mishap in his quest to run for the office. At one point, it looked like his name was not going to appear on the ballot, but a judge has since ruled that he can stay on. What else can you tell us about Drury and maybe his chances of getting enough votes to win his party's primary?
Scott Drury has his bachelor's degree from Berkeley and a JD from Northwestern University. He's a current Illinois state representative, and he's been relatively critical of House Speaker Mike Madigan. Drury has made some statements that perhaps he feels that he was treated unfairly by the election officials, but as you mentioned, his name is now back on the ballot.
And then there are a handful of other challengers who have some work to do to get name recognition. They might have localized name recognition, but let's go through some of the biographies for them. Sharon Fairley, what can you tell us about her?
Sharon Fairley is the chief administrator for the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. She was an assistant United States attorney from 2007 to 2015 and a first deputy inspector general and general counsel. She has her bachelor's from Princeton, an MBA from the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Chicago. She's stated that the reason she's running is she's dedicated her life to public service and wants to clean up Illinois. And she recently, on February 23rd, received the endorsement of the Chicago Tribune for the Democratic primary. Aaron Goldstein is the 33rd Ward Democratic committeeman. He has his bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois and a JD from the University of Iowa. He's looking forward, he says, to putting forward a quote, bold progressive agenda. His priorities, if elected, are standing up to big businesses and what he says is going to be real criminal justice reform. Renato Mariotti is a former federal prosecutor. He has his bachelor's from the University of Chicago and a JD from Yale Law School. He wants to restore economic justice to Illinois. And his priorities, he says, are fighting back against the Trump administration and economic justice. Kwame Raoul is a state senator. He has served from, I think, 2004 through the present. and has been a Democratic delegate to several presidential conventions. He was appointed to fulfill Barack Obama's state Senate seat, and then has since, of course, won election. His priorities of elected are transparency in government and also criminal justice reform, and his background is a bachelor's from DePaul and a JD from Chicago Cantor Law School.
Nancy Rotering.
She's a two-term mayor of Highland Park, and previous to that, a council member from Highland Park, has held a variety of other civic positions, has her JD from the University of Chicago and an MBA from Northwestern.
And Jesse Ruiz.
Jesse Ruiz is a commissioner of the Public Schools Desegregation Monitoring Commission, a commissioner of the Illinois Supreme Court Character and Fitness Committee from 1999 through 2004, and was the chairman of the Illinois Board of Education from 2004 to 2011, bachelor's from University of Illinois and a JD from the University of Chicago.
So there's a lot on the resumes for each of these candidates.
Correct.
No one has the incumbency advantage, though, so are we seeing anyone emerge as a front runner?
It's a great question. You know, I've looked at this relatively extensively and consulted a number of publications that have been put out in the past couple months. And it seems to be in general that the consensus is that there's really not a front runner on coming out on either side. I mean, as you mentioned, certainly Pat Quinn is known. Kwame Raoul is known. Erica Harold is known on the Republican side. But I don't think that there is at this point, it's still relatively early, I don't think at this point there is a front runner.